What is up, humans? Colin here for another Better Human. Five-ish minutes a day to help you become a better human, to think better, to be healthier, to be more aware, to be awesome, to be badass. Life is about the journey, not the destination. That's what the Better Human podcast and network's all about. It's trying to help you to level up your thinking, level up your life, level up your habits, and get more done in less time so that you can enjoy life and the amazing gift that it is. Instead of getting sucked into the muck, you have to dictate your reality, control what you let into your life and who you let into your life to live the life based on your principles and how you want your life to be. At the end of it, you want to look back and be like, wow, that was cool. I like that. I like that life of mine. I didn't just live for other people and do other things they wanted me to do. I didn't not pursue my dreams because I was afraid of what people might say or they might laugh at me or whatever. I did it. I got it. I went after it. I lived fully. People want doctors to give them the illusion of health. They want government to give them the illusion of safety. They want formal education to give them the illusion of knowledge. This is a tweet by a dude I follow, PD Magnum Health and Fitness Maximalist on Twitter. Let's unpack each one real quick. Just some things to think about, just some food for thought. So much of life is keeping certain ideas at the forefront of your mind and then building habits around them so then you can then push them out of the forefront of your mind. So you have to have conscious effort to build habits and build a life. And then as those habits become ingrained, you can actually stop thinking about them as much. That being said, you still got to remember the first principles, the basics, and always make sure you're hammering away at them. Every so often, I might find myself eating out at restaurants more. And then I remember how toxic seed oils are. And I'm like, yeah, I got to stop doing that, right? And I kind of correct myself. People want doctors to give them the illusion of health. Now, this is the modern world. Unfortunately, it is. People look to the experts, look to the politicians, look to the media, the people on TV, celebrities. I mean, even worse, celebrities. Like, it's incredible. People that are celebrities, usually actors, spend their whole life pretending to be someone else. That's their skill. That's their craft. And you go to them for advice on life. Like, it's insane. Like, doesn't mean some of them don't have things to say and like have learned things. Sure. But like, they should not be a source of information or a trusted source on really anything. And that's kind of true of everybody, including doctors. Doctors can give you one form of information, one data point. And maybe celebrity, mainstream media, then maybe all of that can give you each its own perspective, its own data point. Then you have to do the hard necessary work to go and investigate the alternative to whatever they're telling you, and then everything in between. And the reality is, this is what I've found. This is a simple heuristic for me. Anything a politician says to me is hogwash. Anything mainstream media says is hogwash. Anything a celebrity says generally is hogwash. I look to the opposite of what they say, and I find truth. And at the very least, even if they're on the right path, or they're kind of saying something, I know that there's a ton of nuance that has to go into whatever they're saying to get me closer to the truth. If you trust the medical establishment, which is supported by trillions of dollars of medical expense and big pharma and even big food, you listen to these people that are operating in a paradigm of helping sick people basically not die. They're not operating under a paradigm of let's get people healthy so they don't have to come to the hospital at all. They're operating under a paradigm of come see me, tell me a few things, and I'm going to write you a script, and then Big Pharma gets rich, and we're just going to basically maintain this thing to the best of our ability. And we'll do checkups every so often. You'll be basically a customer for life because you'll be sick, and that's a really good business strategy. It's pretty good for medical, for me, the doctor, for Big Pharma, for everybody. Healthy people don't pop pills. Healthy people don't go to the hospital or to the doctor. I literally haven't been to a doctor in years. And that's not to say you can't do like a checkup every so often and blood work or whatever. But this idea that you have to like go to your doctor every year and you have to listen to what he or she says and his gospel is completely ridiculous. In fact, it's a creation of the modern healthcare industrial complex. That's literally what it is. They want governments to give them the illusion of safety. This is something I think about a lot in Texas and in Florida, where you do have pretty open carry laws and concealed permit laws around firearms and stuff. Places like that, you don't really want to piss people off. You don't really want to engage in road rage. You don't really want to do anything to make somebody who may be slightly on the edge pull out their gun and shoot you in the face. So maybe you're generally a little bit nicer in these areas. And I think this idea that the law will protect you is so ridiculous, because if you think about it, when do the cops or the ambulance show up? They usually show up after somebody's already messed up. They're fighting the clock to hopefully get there in time to make sure you're not already dead or injured or whatever. They're very rarely there to prevent something from happening. If somebody comes at you with a knife or a gun, there's not going to be any cops around to save you. That's what you should assume. The government's even worse. They'll show up only if there's somebody they can arrest or something they can make political. They're not there to help you. They're not there to protect you. They're not there protecting your Medicare or any of these other things that, I mean, I don't think we should even have because they're socialists, whatever. But if you are promised that, if you were hoping to retire and live on some of that stuff, Well, they're not protecting that. They're bankrupting it. They're printing more dollars every single day. The entire thing's going to collapse. And then formal education, my God, these are nothing but government-sponsored propaganda camps to turn you into an employee that is basically either left-thinking, right-thinking. You vote a certain way. You watch mainstream media. You watch sports. And you do what everyone else does. And the corporations basically treat you as debt slaves, consumers that they can just pull out the financial energy out of you for your life. They just monetize you. And you'll do that forever. That's what school does. And what's worse is traditional education in the form of higher education, universities, things like that, they've been so infiltrated with funding and private interests and government propaganda and whatever, that we are actually moving further away from the truth in a lot of areas. We are suppressing truth. You have things like nutrition research, completely and utterly abysmal in what that is. It should be all thrown out, basically. We should start from scratch. Climate science and climate change science, same thing. The science is literally a joke. Yet if you ask the average person, mostly because they've just heard people talk about it or they heard it on the news, they would think that statement is extreme. It's insanity to me. There's so many more examples of this, but what these all come down to, the base thing that you need to think about is that when you delegate your thinking, your health, your finances, your future, your job security, your retirement, when you delegate these things, when you entrust them to someone outside of yourself, and you don't take ownership for your life and your health and these things, and you don't do your own due diligence and your own research, well, it's basically like buyer beware, or at least that's what, I mean, actually it is, it's buyer beware. If you buy a product, it might not work for you, it might be a scam, whatever, and then you pay the price, right? And they even have laws to try to protect against this, but it happens all the time. People get scammed all the time, especially in crypto and finance and stock trading, penny stocks and Forex and crap like that, Forex trading, whatever. It's buyer beware for millions and millions of people, potentially billions, because they listen to the governments. They go to these government-sponsored schools, learning government-sponsored and curated curriculum, and they come out thinking a certain way, voting a certain way, not taking ownership a certain way, being a victim a certain way, whatever. And then they spend their money and they live their lives in a way that has basically been programmed into them, because that's what everyone else is doing. And that's what gets pushed on mainstream media and the celebrity culture and all this other crap. And then bam, they wake up one day and they're fat, miserable, addicted to painkillers and drugs, dying a little bit every day, or they get heart disease or cancer or whatever, and then it's over. And literally that's their life. That's a damn shame. And that's honestly all I have to say about it. I'm not gonna say anything else about it. That's gonna be it. Colin.coach, get in the newsletter. That's it for today.